Previously on Life of Pi Podcast.
Well, we're going to be taking Life of Pi, Sean's one-man show, to the Edinburgh Festival Fringe this August 2026.
Do you know that next week we're going to be going to the Pizza Expo?
I do know that.
The International Pizza Expo takes place over 3 days every year in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it is incredible. That's our...
That's our Comic-Con.
Yeah, that's our Pizza-Con. Welcome to episode 3 of Life of Pi Podcast. I am your host, Sean Taylor, and I am with my accompanist in the show and in life, Robin Rothman.
Hi, Sean.
Thanks for joining us. We are both fresh back from the International Pizza Expo in Las Vegas. Robin, we both had a blast there, but how would we tell people that have not attended it, like, what it is? What is the International Pizza Expo?
I would say first and foremost, it is a trade show for people that are in the pizza making industry. They have pizzaiolis, they have, you know, championships, they have all these vendors from everywhere across the country and I guess around the world too, mm-hmm. who are there to market their wares to people who are pizzeria owners. Mm-hmm. And they have
the demonstrations,
demonstrations, right? Seminars, networking events, all kinds of stuff that's related to pizza, pizza adjacent, for people to sell at their pizzerias and also to pick up skills and meet new people. And
there's
also
the competitions.
The competitions, they get to pick up some more accolades for their resumes.
Yeah, a lot of awards given out, that's for sure, and deservedly so. There are these pizza acrobats that can toss dough like you wouldn't believe. And there's like an individual event, and then there's also like a group event where they just put on some rockin' song and then everyone tosses
and
dough.
And they have costumes.
Mm-hmm. And Spider-Man showed up.
There was Spider-Man.
Yeah.
People have their gimmicks. And you know, Peter Parker. You gotta get a gimmick if you want to get ahead, right?
Peter Parker used to work at Joe's Pizza on Carmine.
That's right, yeah.
And
it made sense,
yeah.
Correct?
And so now he finally was like, all right, I'm going to just let everyone know this is me. In my alter ego.
Yeah.
Forgot to change maybe
forgot
one day.
He was running late again and he forgot to change. It's just so much fun and it's exciting and there's so much activity and there's so much food to try.
And it's all made possible by the people of Pizza Today. In particular, Jeremy White, he's the brand ambassador. He was the main figurehead for making this whole thing happen, the whole Pizza Expo. Yeah, well done. And then also Denise Greer is editor-in-chief of Pizza Today magazine and also the host of the Hot Slice podcast.
And also you.
I was on it. Yeah, yeah. Here's a little snippet.
I do an award ceremony. And
I love it.
It's called the Slices.
The Slices. That's great.
And I made these placards in my brother's wood shop in Florida. And I award those to my favorite pizzerias, like the best discoveries and the best pie, best slice.
Do you just walk into the shops and say, here?
I usually try to make sure that I'm going to see an owner or something like that. But one thing that's nice about this expo, this International Pizza Expo, is I'm seeing some of these Slicey Award winner, like pizzeria owners here on the, like Tony Gemignani, Pauly G, Roberto. These are some of my favorite pizzerias, and it doesn't make and of course they're at the Pizza Expo, the International Pizza
Absolutely.
Expo.
Absolutely.
Those were the days. And also Pizza Today magazine is the reason why October is National Pizza Month. Yeah. Like they're the ones that said October should be National Pizza Month because it's the anniversary of when we were founded.
And look what happened. Look how it inspired you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, no one complained. I think that so it was like, well, shouldn't all the other months be pizza month too? People would be like, all right, yeah, that makes sense too.
I'm good with that.
But this one is cool because every October, you know, since I found out about it, which wasn't until 2002, I've been celebrating it by eating a slice of pizza a day at a different location with at least one guest. So I am forever grateful for the people of Pizza Today magazine.
Yeah, so we should raise a slice to them because not only did it inspire your blog, but it inspired you to create a one-man show, The Life of Pi, And we do have another special announcement about your show, Life of Pi.
It's alive.
It is. It's alive. It's online.
Yeah.
On the Ed Fringe website, tickets are now officially on sale. It actually went on sale April 1st, which is a weird day to announce something because then it's, you know, April
no
Fools.
One trusts anything
no one trusts
that happens
yeah.
on April 1st. Yeah.
So I think it's good we gave a little space, and we're officially announcing that you can go to edfringe.com, look up Life of Pi, and you can purchase tickets for our run in Edinburgh, which is the 7th to the 15th of August.
So that concludes the crust portion of the podcast, and now to the main event, the sauce. We got a lot to cover. I mean, it's all Pizza Expo all the time on episode 3 of Life of Pi podcast.
I think it's worthy of an entire episode.
How about we start with our favorite booths.
Okay.
Some of our favorite vendors also happen to run those favorite booths.
I think our favorite booth overall is Stanislaw.
Yep. And how appropriate. It's the sauce, and they make the tomatoes that make the sauce. Pretty much all of your favorite pizzerias probably use Stanislaw canned tomatoes. It was fun chatting with some of the people at the vendor booth because they use the term tomato safe.
That's right.
When they go, when they visit New York. Because, you know, they're based in California. That's where all these amazing tomatoes are grown in Northern California. And then when they visit New York, they decide whether or not to go to certain pizzerias based on if they're tomato safe. And that means they use Stanislaw products. But it just so happens, all the good ones do.
They really do. And the fun thing about Stanislaw is they have such a great experience that they've set up for everybody.
In the Pizza Expo, right in the middle of the Pizza Expo, there's an Italian restaurant that they sort of just created. And you have like the feeling of a indoor-outdoor because they have like a mock lawn.
They've got live music, yeah. People playing the accordion, or they have these guys who were on electric guitars, and they have two really cool classic motorcycles.
I think Indian, the name of the brand was
yeah.
Indian.
Okay. And you can, you know, that's a photo opportunity there. They'll take your picture on the motorcycles. They have this little setup where you go in and you get these tortellini, and then you get a little toast with their tomato sauce on it, and they give you an antipasti plate, and then they give you some really nice red wine.
They also own Corto olive oil, and so they give you a little scoop of gelato with some olive oil on it,
drizzle
and maybe
on
some,
top with some
sea salt. Yeah, and the combination, it might not sound amazing, but it tastes incredible.
It is incredible, and I think we went back so many times every
yeah.
day.
They don't need to necessarily know how many times we came back, but we're fans.
We were huge.
And if you have oil, really good olive oil like Corto, it's so
incredible.
Delicious. The nectar of the gods. That definitely was our favorite place to go. But there were so many other great vendors and booths, like the Grande Cheese. They're from Wisconsin. They make the industry best low moisture mozzarella cheese and so much more, other types of cheese. But what they do is they have ovens and hire a platoon of amazing pizzaioli that just happened to be in town for the Pizza Expo.
Who may be competing.
Yeah. And they'll take their turn using these awesome ovens and the Wisconsin cheese and then their own dough and the way they make it. And now you've got really delicious pizza with grande mozzarella on it. And if you just walk by, there's always about half a dozen slices. You could just eat it anytime.
And I just want to stress the size of these booths is unbelievable because the convention hall is massive.
Roma Tomatoes has another booth there with just tons and tons of food and swag.
Yeah, we got some cool Sharpies this year.
You love Graincraft.
Oh, man. That place was like heaven on earth.
And also, they gave out some pretty cool swag. They have a dough scraper now.
Yeah.
And
a dough cutter.
Yeah, a dough
cutter. And a dough lifter.
For yeah.
Lifting up pizza balls or
yeah,
something.
Very specific. They know who their audience is. And
but their chocolate cherry bread, every single day, I had to swing by. And I was so heartbroken. I tried to get a full loaf at the end of the day, at the end of the convention. We managed to get one last year, and they were like, sorry, people started coming around at noon. So the secret was out on that chocolate cherry bread that they made. Unbelievable.
And while we're on the topic of bread, Amoroso's and what's the other Philly place?
Lissio's provides bread for my all-time favorite pizza, cheesesteak location in all of the world, Jim's on South Street. They are the bread provider for Jim's. And I'm from Philly, so I'm really tough on my cheesesteak.
The two bakeries both have booths there. In the midst of all of these pizza places, there are pizza-adjacent items like cheesesteaks, like Philly cheesesteaks, and Amoroso's is very well known, and same with CO's.
Speaking of like steaks, did we mention the Chicago?
Oh, Greco.
Greco.
Yeah,
Greco with the hot beef.
Yeah, the hot Italian sandwich.
Yes.
Hot Italian beef. Yeah.
Like from, we only learned about that from watching The Bear.
Yeah.
And finally, when we, on a recent trip to Chicago, we did try a hot Italian beef. And so it was exciting to see Greco was on the floor, and we did have to ask for the spicy caviar.
Oh, the hot caviar.
The hot caviar, right, because not everybody is down for that much spice, but it was so good.
Definitely get it.
Yes, highly recommend.
While we're at it, they also had a couple, like they had a place to, they had buffalo wings called La Nova.
La Nova.
That was an interesting booth because it's very Vegas, I guess.
It's very Vegas experience.
They have loud music and... Scantily clad pretty girls.
Yeah, dancing with, you know, serving you hot wings from a stage above you. It's like, it's a very particular Vegas experience. The wings are awesome, though.
And then, of course, there was the Gelato Village, which seemed to be like a new thing that they've done this year. In addition to having a whole slew of pizza-related booths, there was probably 10 gelato booths. So, I mean, you could just walk by and just... get gelato from every one of them.
You could get either a spoonful of a sample, or you could ask for a full-size cup of it.
And it goes really well with pizza. I'm just saying, like, if you're eating a couple pizza slices, a little salty, then you want some sweet.
Or especially if you're eating, like, a spicy hot beef, you want to have something that will kind of cool your stomach down. Go and get some gelato. And we did, though. We had a... Nashville hot chicken gelato.
Which sounds odd.
Yeah.
But tastes... amazing.
And it's made by the same people, the people at Itaberco Incorporated, and they provide gelato for Lindustry. So I highly recommend. And now I can't wait to go back to Lindustry.
Yeah. Well, Lindustry is known for having their soft serve, Italian soft serve. And now we know the secret behind it. And there was also a booth for Slice Out Hunger. Now, for people that aren't aware of what Slice Out Hunger is, it's a nonprofit that raises both money and food for people experiencing...
food insecurity.
Yeah.
Our friend Scott Wiener, he started that in 2009. And it's a very cool organization. And it was great to get to see him, first of all. He's a busy guy. It was great to just hang out at the booth. And we did do a little volunteer work, putting together some swag bags for his Las Vegas pizza tour, which apparently was totally sold out.
Looked like a pretty good time, too, because based on the swag bags and the feedback I heard afterward, Scott's pizza tours are here in New York City 99% of the time. But during the Pizza Expo, he does a Las Vegas pizza tour, and it is one of the biggest events of the whole expo. I mean, it sells out all the time. And one of these days, hopefully we'll get a seat on it.
Yeah, and they talk to a lot of different people, getting people involved and getting different pizzerias to contribute pizza for their different events that they do.
Yeah, they work hard, and I think that it's the perfect booth to have there, given that it's all of the pizza industry together, you know, as pizzeria owners, is the perfect place to be. And they're just such nice people too. I can't wait to help them out in the future. They have events year round.
Yeah, they partner with pizzerias from all over the world.
They have pizza on the pier.
They have the Dollar Pizza Party,
right,
that delivers pizza to shelters. They support communities during disaster.
And you can help them too. You can volunteer your time or money, or if you're a pizzeria owner, your pizza, you know.
So check out Slice Out Hunger.
There was also the rock stars, I guess what you would call the people at the Pizza Expo that wear the shirts. They're called Pizza World Champions. They've won award after award. Like, they're just the most amazing pizzaioli around. And when they're in the Pizza Expo, it's like Beyonce is walking down the street.
Yeah, they are super rock stars. And it's a little intimidating. I think we had just come out of Grande. We were vying for some more slices, and we came out of Grande, and a whole group of these guys came walking down the aisle, and they were just surrounded by bloggers and other press people following them around. And
I was going to go up to Tony Gemignani and just be like, hey, hi, remember me? I gave you a Slicey Award years ago, but instead I just was like tongue-tied and like, you know what, he's too busy. And
Because he was on his way to maybe judge a competition or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, everyone wanted a piece of Tony Gemignani. He is like the mayor there, you know.
He's like the president, you know. Yeah,
that's true. Really, yeah,
he's a bigwig.
Royalty there. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. I mean, the king.
the king of the Pizza Expo, I guess. Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, he was there, like John Arena from Metro Pizza, which is based in Las Vegas. Roberto Cabruccio, you know, he was there. These are all like the biggest names. Oh, it was always nice to see Pauly G.
That's right.
Yeah, and we got to see Pauly G's wife, Marianne Gianni.
Yeah, she was Marianne.
She was on a panel for the Women in Pizza,
which is a very cool organization that is uplifting women in the pizza industry, because the pizza industry, like a lot of other industries, is male dominated. And it's great that there is an actual effort.
Concerted effort. And it's working, too. I mean, I'm noticing just in a couple of pizza expos, there's already more representation for women. And even in the acrobat competition, you know, pretty awesome. And they give out good swag, too. I mean, half of your shirts say Women in Pizza.
That's right. I got my Women in Pizza shirt and also a Women in Pizza tote bag. So they are two prized items. I think they're pretty cool. And yeah, it was cool seeing Marianne on the panel at Slice.
Right. Slice is the company that digitized, sort of like gave mom and pop pizza shops a chance to be a part of the digital world, the cyber world. You know, they have an app now.
Right.
And it's pretty amazing stuff. And they're the one who sponsored that Women in Pizza panel discussion, which was pretty cool to hear how people like Georgia Capruch from Don Antonio is, keeps things going.
And her father owns Queste?
Roberto. Yeah, that's right. He owns Queste.
Yeah, so she's pizza royalty.
He's also pizza royalty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Queste is a school. Not just a pizzeria, but it's a school for pizzaioli.
And the pizza is awesome. Awesome, awesome pizza.
Also, Anthony Falco.
Yes.
Yeah, Anthony Falco. He's a pizza consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And has opened up pizzerias in over 22 different countries.
That's so awesome.
And also opened up some amazing ones here in the United States, of course. Like in Vegas, he opened up Super Frico.
That is an incredible place. That place is wild.
Yeah, that combines like Las Vegas sideshow stuff.
Yeah.
And we're talking
kind of burlesque, burlesque happening, because you're in this dining room. First of all, you walk into like this spaceship kind of thing, and then you're escorted to your table, and there's just cool performances, wacky performances happening.
And then you get Detroit style pizza, which has the Frico,
very, very good. Yes.
Fried cheese crust, and it's very, very tasty.
The Super Frico.
And I'm sure that that Anthony was responsible for the menu more so than the sideshow
lineup?
Burlesque.
Okay. I don't know. You never know.
Yeah, it's true. You don't. Hopefully one day we'll have Anthony on this podcast.
I hope so. Well, we did get to have dinner with him.
That's right. We were there with Pauly G and Mrs. G, and also Jerry Carollo.
And Carollo.
Yep. And his fiance, Tiffany. They're from Prima Pizzeria in Jersey, and he's an award winner.
Yeah, he was there to compete. I think we had dinner with him the night before a competition, and it was getting late, and I was like, you're going to be okay.
He was focused.
He was ready to go. I mean, it's Vegas, so there's no clocks in that town.
But they weren't the only winners. There was also some of these booths where you would like spin a wheel.
You did really well at those booths where they were giving prizes away.
I'm never lucky at these things. But then back to back, I went to two different things where one of them was like you spin like a Price is Right wheel.
Right.
And it landed on jackpot. So I'm like, oh, man, I think I'm set for life here. And it turned out that I won a bottle of tequila shaped like a dog.
It was a little chihuahua from Franklin Mountain Packaging.
And I got a jackpot in Vegas is the way I look at it.
Yeah, you had lady luck on your side.
Then we went over to the perfectcrust.com
right
booth, and they had like a Wheel of Fortune type thing. And I flung that, and and it said placard.
Something like that. It was another like, or prize number one or something. And you got this cool pizza peel placard. That's, you know, the Las Vegas Pizza Expo. And at each of those booths, what did I get? I got like a pen and a card holder or something.
Which is cool. Oh, you got a pad of paper and a pen.
Oh, you know what? I think they gave me the pad of paper because they felt bad. Oh, they were like, yeah,
here's a pen and something to use write to write on.
Yeah. But Lady Luck was more on your side than it was on mine.
I guess I should have played more slots then while I was there. But
maybe. Yeah, you might have been onto something. You might have been on a roll.
Well, I feel lucky anytime I'm in the Pizza Expo because, again, this is not necessarily for the general public. It's for the industry. You know, we're talking about like pizzeria owners.
But, right.
But it really was a cool experience.
Yeah, we get to rub elbows with all kinds of pizzaiolis and pizzeria owners. And
that's right. They even had an event, that Beer and Bowl, that was sponsored by Cheese Hog. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that make those cheese grinders.
Yes.
Yeah, but they had like a networking event where we met some Australians.
That was cool.
Right? Yeah, because they had the accents, which...
Yeah, and we remember we were talking to them and we were like, do you guys really say crikey or put gnar. Another... or gnar, well, gnar they do, but throw another shrimp on the Barbie and they're like, we don't say that.
That was definitely shocking to find out they don't say the things that we assume...
Because our only frame of reference was Crocodile Dundee movies in like the late 80s or something.
Or Dumb and Dumber when he's like
g'day, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm from Austria. Oh, well, good eye. Put another shrimp on the Bobby. Spoiler alert for people who haven't seen Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, it's one of our
great film. You should definitely check it out. There was also like stuff that occurred after hours, you know, like some networking events such as the Beer and Bowl,
right.
Where you get to bring together a bunch of different pizzeria owners. They provide the beer and snacks, and then you learn about the latest things in the industry, like how to advertise online or use AI, mm-hmm. you know. But then there was also some fun events like the karaoke event.
It was from Cairn Spring Mills, those guys at Cairn Spring Mills. Yeah. And they're from the Northwest, so I think a lot of them were from Oregon.
Yeah, a lot of the pizzeria owners from the Northwest, those pizzeria owners from like Oregon, Washington State.
Right.
But they did a karaoke event, which was pretty cool because maybe people don't know this, but Robin's superhero ability is that she can nail karaoke. And she did exactly that. Like, because it was when we got there, we're not pizzeria owners. We didn't exactly know how to start talking to people.
We kind of slinked in and took a seat.
Yeah.
Put a song in.
Had a drink. And then she put a song in and then sang Crazy on You by Heart, which is something that she sang at our wedding. Yep. In her bridal gown. But the whole place just like stopped. And looked and watched, and then just like huge applause. And as soon as she finished, like three people came up to her and started chatting with us. So it was like, that's a good networking skill.
That was a good networking skill. Yeah.
And the person that was running the karaoke said that you should join a competition, right?
There's apparently an international karaoke competition that takes place in different countries every year. So I have to look into that. You know, maybe next year in Shanghai or something. I don't know.
Well, hopefully next year in Vegas.
We had a great time. It was an excellent show. And now for the cheese portion of the podcast, we'll leave you with some sounds from the floor of the International Pizza Expo.
At 3:30, everything's going great, and then you look underneath, and it's like Scorch City, and you got to put a screen under there. These stones are giving us softer heat. I don't know how to explain it. Pizza stones are essentially like dough formula. There's a different ratio of alumina, silica, and it makes them form differently. But this, the bottom of this is like imperfect, and it's not, I mean, if my dough is just whatever, this is, it's, the oven is really doing that. And it's really nice.
Been listening to the Life of Pi podcast with your host, John Taylor. Theme song written and performed by Robin Rothman. To make sure you never miss a slice, head over to lifeofpishow.com to subscribe.